Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 27 March 2024. Welcome to today's program. We're going to bring a guest up. They haven't been with us for a while. I'll tell you all about him in just a minute. I think you're going to really enjoy the information you're going to share tonight. Before I do that, tomorrow being Thursday, if everything goes the way we plan, we'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. I'll be here tomorrow also, I hope. Everything goes like a plan, like I said. We'll be here to take your phone calls. If you want to talk a while, just call in and say hi. We'd love to do that, folks. You don't have to call in, give a donation, or order anything or nothing. If you just want to say hi to us, we honor that. We feel honored that you do that. We really do. So you feel free to call us tomorrow. If you want to buy something, mouthwash, toothpaste, Strauss products, whatever it may be, we have it here. Be honored to send out to you. The number to call, if you don't have long distance, you can call toll-free, 800-777-4403, 800-777-4403. And if you do have long distance, please call us on our toll number, 304-846-4448, 304-846-4448. Between 9 and 4 tomorrow, we'll be here to take your orders, say hi to you, whatever you want to do, pray with you. Anything we can do will be of service tomorrow, folks. I'll be here, Lord willing. And please don't ever think that you can't reach me any day of the week. If you call our office number, Lisa will find me somewhere. And if I'm out doing something, I'll get back to you as soon as I get in. I promise. I will not disappoint. If I get the message, I will call you, and that's a promise. And tomorrow also, we're going to send our Minuteman magazine to the printer to get out to you via email. And folks, hundreds of thousands actually get this already. We'd love for you to receive the Minuteman news. It's totally free on email. It's totally free. We send out hard copies, folks, but they're very expensive. Very expensive. So, but if you want a copy by email, you email me and let me know. My email is real simple. PastorButch@startmail.com. PastorButch@startmail.com. So I went on the list, and folks, you'll start receiving April magazine right away. We'll have seen that tomorrow. Should be back sometime first of the month. April magazine, as usual, will be packed with all manner of information. Hard copy that you can show to your friends. Make copies of if you want to. Whatever you want to do, you can share, read the magazine. And please, all we ask you to do is pass it on to all your friends that you have on your list also. Let's reach tens and thousands. Let's reach millions of people with the word, the truth, what's happening, and the word of God. Let's do that. And don't forget, we're going to have Bible study this weekend, Lord willing, 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can join us by going to PastorButch.com and click on Rumble, and there will be. The first half hour, as always, is that given to prayer requests, praise reports, 11:30, 12:30, we do Christian worldview news prophecies from the current events. And then from 1 to 2, we're going to try to finish up a lesson I started 2 hours ago, which has been a couple of hours ago now, entitled America in Prophecy. Now, people, I cannot emphasize enough how important this teaching is. If you want to know about prophecy for this country and other nations in the world, biblical prophecy that's coming to pass as we speak, if you want to know the truth, you just call us up and say, I want a copy of this CD or DVD, your choice, 3 hours long, $15. And with that, if you'll ask, we'll get you a book entitled The Old Jerusalem is Not the New Jerusalem. An extra $10, please, for that. And I would highly suggest that if you get the teaching, that you get a copy of the outline that I use that I found online, very good outline that I'm using as a basis for this Bible study, and a little bit more than that. So it's available. It's about 11 pages long, just another $5 if you want to cover shipping and post and handling, whatever, printing, all that, pay for the ink. Let us know. We want you to have it. So a total of $30, 3 hour teaching, a book, and the outline we used. And I cannot emphasize to you strongly enough how important this is, how this will open your eyes to prophecy being fulfilled all around us as we speak. Now, I think that's all else that I have for tonight. So we'll move on right now to our guest tonight. Our guest today is Jeff White. He's been on before. I'm going to let Jeff tell you who he is and what he does. The man has been out the battle lines for many years, struggling, as my brother Gary does in Arizona, trying to stop the murder of unborn children. Now, you may think just because Roe v. Wade was overturned that the murder of babies went down. Actually, just the opposite. It didn't. It went up. We'll discuss that in a minute. And, Jeff, are you there?
I am. Good to be here, Pastor Butch.
It's good to have you. It truly is. It's been a while. It really has. And it's good to have you back with us. And I want you to tell the folks a little bit about yourself, who you are, what the organization is that you started, and go from there.
Sure. My name is Jeff White, and I was, 30-plus years ago now, one of the national leaders with a group called Operation Rescue. After that, I started a group called Survivors of the Abortion Holocaust, and it is a youth-centered pro-life organization. We raise up the next generation to lead, not from behind, but from the front. And I really started Survivors because I wanted my own children, and I had 11 of them, I wanted them to experience being out on the street and defending their faith and combating abortion and being able to speak to their peers about the abortion issue. Since then, we've gone on to have over 25 summer training camps. We've been to thousands of college campuses, and we're out there all the time. And right now, we are focused as an organization on fetal organ harvesting, the sale of babies that have been murdered by abortion piece by piece.
And now, you've been doing this how many years now?
Oh, boy. You know, it's somewhere right around 38 years.
Wow.
Hard to believe, but...
You know. It's even harder to believe that since Roe v. Wade was upheld in the Supreme Court 50 years ago, how many children have been murdered in this country? I know they said it's about 65. I face close to 100 million, if not more. It's hard to imagine.
I'm sure it is closer to the 100 million. I think you're right.
I do believe I am on that. And to know that we, American, and the church in America basically has been silent on the issue. Oh, they may have preached about it. They may have said a few words. But as our brother Gary out in Arizona knows, you can't get church members out of the church to even hold a sign up, much less get out and get in the battle, so to speak.
No, it is always a difficult battle. There are a few courageous pastors out there, and we're always excited when we see a new one come out to the street, and it does happen. So we can't we can't give up hope, because the church is God's plan A, and He doesn't have a plan B. So.
Well, the church has been at the very best as a whole lukewarm towards this, as it has been the homosexual rights or anything else. But now, in the last century that Roe v. Wade was overturned, that's been about a year ago now. Was it last June?
It's about a year ago, yeah. No, yeah. 2 years. All coming up on 2 years.
It's been wow. Boy, where does time go? Gee,
we. It hasn't. Yeah. Okay. Yes, I believe so. Yes.
It just flies by, but nonetheless, I just looked the other day on some figures. The murder of babies has not slowed down a lot, has it?
No. In fact, the devil's side has ramped up their rhetoric. They've ramped up their attacks on the unborn, and they're fighting. If only we could fight as hard as they are fighting for the right to kill children. It's been absolutely amazing. And I would say that the pro-life movement has, by and large, been on the defensive.
I agree. And it's really a shame that we can't rally the people in out in the streets as they are right now in front of the Supreme Court building over the murder appeal. We don't have anybody there representing the pro-life that I've seen. Representing anti-murder, I should say. They're not there. But they have hundreds out there that are marching for their right to murder the baby.
Nope, absolutely. And, that's part of what Survivors really works to do, is to be a counterculture voice out there to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. And not only the gospel of Jesus Christ, but the claims of Christ. In other words, we're to make disciples, not just converts. We're to make disciples, and that is to help teach them right from wrong and to understand that life is sacred to God. So we have been at many counter protests. We will be again this summer on the second anniversary of the Roe overturning, and we intend to have quite a group, hundreds, possibly thousands, out there in D.C.
And that's going to be when?
That is a camp that we're doing from June 15th through the 25th of June. And actually, since we're discussing that, I'd like to let you know about something. We had a donor that has made it possible for me to offer free scholarships, and I really would love to offer those to any of your listeners who have young people that they'd love to get involved in the fight from 14 to 24. This includes housing in Washington, D.C., it's food, it's transportation in and around D.C. All they need to do is get to D.C. from June 15th to the 25th, and we will take care of the rest, again, by the generosity of a donor that we're very thankful for. But I'd like to make that offer available to your listeners. And Pastor Butch, I don't mind giving out my personal cell number, unless you think.
Oh, no, that's fine. I mean, hey, that's up to you. It's your cell phone. So you're looking for young people. What are the ages you're looking for again now?
14 to 24.
So anyone in that age group that gets their parents' permission, or the 24-year-olds obviously wouldn't have to, if they want to come and join you, once they get there, everything else is paid for.
That's correct, and we'll put it down as a Pastor Butch Paw sponsorship.
Oh, wow. All right. Do you want to give what number do you want to give them?
I'm going to give my actual cell phone number.
Okay.
And now I get a lot of calls, but as I heard you say earlier, I do return all my calls. And my cell number is 909-744-4479. That's 909-744-4479. And again, they can text me if they want to start there, or they can call me. Also, they can go to our website, survivors.la. That's www, of course, survivors.la. And they can go right to the pro-life boot camp link there. And there's a place when you go there that says 2024 boot camp sign up. And they can just, when they click there, they'll see that there's a request, a question like, do you have a sponsorship, and all they have to do is put your name in there, and they are in the camp.
Wow! And how much room do you have left?
I have right now. I have 10 full spots open.
All right, folks. Anybody out there, the ages 14 to 24, with the parents' permission, of course, you want to join Jeff Once you get there, everything's paid for. And, of course, anyone 18 or above, I guess, can go if you want to, or your own volition. But anyway, it's 909-744-4479. 909-744-4479. And just mention Pastor Butch, and you get a trip. You get the all expenses paid once you're there to help and learn how to help to protect the unborn. What a deal. So back to what's going on right now. We know there have been more baby murders in the last 2 years than it was before Roe v. Wade was overturned. Now, and tell us how that's being done.
Well, part of it, of course, is the chemical abortion that's before the U.S. Supreme Court right now. They are pushing the chemical abortion like it's, Halloween candy. No concern whatsoever for the health of women, the dangers of the chemical abortion pills, no doctor consultation being necessary anymore. And that's what's being fought there in the Supreme Court. And that we are working hard to stop that, because the abortion pill, people take it without even knowing whether they're pregnant, if they're pregnant. It has serious side effects, but the it's not FFA, that's FTC. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah. FTC. Yeah. They just released this with total disregard for the health of women, and certainly for the lives of the babies. And it's a completely political move. But it's not only that, Butch. They pushed. I don't know if you heard it, but immediately after Roe versus Wade was overturned, they said, oh, they want to stop you from getting contraception. They want to stop you from being able to, see your doctor about, crisis pregnancies or pregnancies where there's an abnormality. Or if your life is in danger, you won't be able to get medical care. All these things were just lies that they have pushed. And it's put the church on defensive. They start stumbling over their words. They don't know what to say about it. And it's just not true. Now, we as the body of Christ need to be willing to stand up and to speak the truth and say that abortion takes the life of a human being. And your view on contraception, that's between you and God. However, there is some contraception, such as the abortion pill, and others that are abortifacients. In other words, they often take the life of the child as either a primary or a secondary mode of disposing of the quote-unquote product of conception, what we would call an unborn child. And so we need to not back away in this moment. We need to not be afraid to speak out. And I think the thing that we're going to talk about today, Pastor Butch, is really, really critical to being on the offensive, because when we talk about fetal organ harvesting, we're not on the defensive. The vast majority of America sees the horror of this crime against humanity, and just like they always like to push the hard cases in the press, as Christians, we need to press the terrible but prevalent practice of harvesting babies for their body parts.
I agree. And the FDA obviously doesn't care about the health of anyone. I mean, that's true. I mean, they with the drugs they bring out on the market for medicine is unbelievable. And what they let happen to us, even with the COVID hoax. But nonetheless,
So we
know that Roe v. Wade really didn't slow a whole lot down. There were some states who took a stronger stand. Praise God for them. But overall, if they want to murder the baby, we now have Planned Parenthood will pay to take them across state lines to kill the baby. Is that right?
It is, and it's astounding and very sad commentary on our country for sure.
And so, go ahead. I mean, go ahead.
I want to insert something that I know that you believe in, because you're always calling people to action. And we need to not lose heart in this fight. The Church of Jesus Christ can rise up at any given time. We need to continually make the call. You make it a call to decision, a call to action. As Christians, we are called to lead others to Christ and to make disciples of the nation. There are people, and I know this because I've been on hundreds of college campuses, young people that don't even realize what abortion is. People say they know what abortion is, but when you show them the pictures of the aborted babies, when you give them the facts of when life begins and development begins, minds and hearts are changed. We need to be, as the body of Christ, not lose heart, encourage others in our church to stand up and to be educated on the abortion issue and all the other life issues, all the other discipling issues that we need to share. But don't be discouraged, because it's a great fight. We're not called to win. We're called to stand.
Be faithful.
The victory belongs to God, not to us. We just need to stand. And I just want to encourage your listeners to never grow weary in doing good. Just fight the good fight with faith and with joy.
Well, you know, I sent out it's an animated cartoon with Kevin Sorbo as the announcer of what happened. True story about a man who worked in the hospital, and he was called into an emergency room. He run the scope where they look inside the mother's womb, you know, so they can see what's going on. I can't remember what you call that now.
Right.
Anyway, true story. They call him in to do that. He didn't know what they were going to do. The doctor was killing the baby and he's pulling apart a leg and arm off at a time. And he watched that happen. He went to the locker room and threw up and quit his job immediately. Now, folks, this is a very graphic animated cartoon, but it's true. It happened. It's still happening every day. I put it out to a mailing list on a magazine list. If you want to receive the Minuteman magazine and all the news updates, all the email blasts, just email me your address. I'll send it to you, PastorButch@startmail.com. But some of these things, like this particular video, is very strong. But it needs to be strong, Brother Jeff. If people know what murder is, they need to know that.
Well, and they do, and you know, I'm not, even after, you know, 38 years or whatever it's been for me, I'm still overwhelmed. Just yesterday, my pastor sent me a video. It was survivors who had recovered the bodies of babies in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
And it was a video of them removing the babies from the medical canisters. And these were babies that would take two hands to hold, still attached to the placenta, and I watched as they cried, as they held these babies in their hands, and you know, sometimes we just have to look at the death that is happening and not ignore it and understand it is just that terrible. And you know, I used to tell people, or I used to wonder, when I'd see images of the Nazi Holocaust, how did people stand by while all that was going on and not, you know, say something? Well, now as I'm much older, I'm sad to say it's much easier than I would have ever dreamt as a young man to make yourself too busy to care, too embarrassed to speak out, not informed on what is going on. And we need to make sure that that doesn't happen to us. We need to be bold in the power of Jesus Christ to speak truth to our communities and to boldly and unapologetically, you know, stand for life. I'm really appreciative of your radio show and your constant call to people to get involved, get educated, and get active.
Amen. Well, you know, you talk about the Holocaust, and I don't believe it was nearly as bad as they put on like it was, but nonetheless, if it was, it's still not nearly as evil as what we allowed to happen to unborn babies who never had a chance to defend themselves, and they were outnumbered. If they did do 6 million people, that's really sad, but we've done 100 million unborn. There's no comparison. No comparison. That's the real Holocaust, because these innocent children were in the safest place they should have been, in their mother's womb.
That's right. Okay, well, you know, that's why our the name of our organization, the full name of our organization is Survivors of the Abortion Holocaust. And I catch a lot of flack for that name. But, you know, I've told some of my Jewish friends, A, you don't own the name, and B, this is a Holocaust. There's no two ways about it. And so we're out to end this, the group is the Survivors of the Abortion Holocaust. Anybody born after 1973 is a survivor of the American Abortion Holocaust, and it's just that simple.
Well, why would anybody protest you saying, calling it a Holocaust? Because that's exactly what it is. I don't understand.
Oh, no, I get it all the time.
That is so sad. So, well, the battle is going right now in the Supreme Court that we'll probably get a ruling on in June. Doesn't look like it's going to go in our favor for what's been said right now. I don't know what's going to happen yet, but it doesn't look really good for people that are trying to save babies' lives. And the people that are pushing this so-called pill that I call a murder pill. I know they don't call it that. But this pill, I read up on it, is a very dangerous thing to give a woman to begin with. I mean, the baby is really in danger. Of course, it kills the baby. But it really can kill the mother also, can it not?
No, it can. There's a number of health effects that it can have on the mother. And, you know, now, you know, all the news agencies, they're talking about, oh, it's a common abortion pill.
Oh, yeah.
We want to restrict access to it. But none of these agencies are taking a look at the dangers of the abortion pill. And they're just absolutely ignoring it. It's a shame on our news agencies that don't have the courage to speak out, you know, on it.
Well, since some states now are actually trying to limit the murder of children or maybe outlaw it altogether, are you gaining ground with people in those states? Are they more supportive now since this happened? What's happening there?
I'm sorry, I missed the opening.
The states that limited the murder of children or outlawed it completely, are the people in those states starting to rally behind your cause more because of that?
You know, that remains to be seen. Quite honestly, most of them are in a huge fight for life in their own states again because they're trying to put onto ballot measures that basically say, you know, we support abortion. And they make it so vague that it's like, okay, that mushy middle moves over that way. And as we've seen, like seven or eight states end up with abortion on demand, basically Roe versus Wade being constitutionalized in their state constitutions. And so I think those states that have already outlawed abortion, I think a lot of them are going to be in for a political fight in their own state. But we certainly get a lot of people from those states who participate in our efforts, yes.
All right, folks, after the break, take phone calls. 844-769-2944. Open all callers. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents, the only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Get on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
And folks, while I'm thinking of it, don't forget tomorrow you can call us at the office and get your free catalog. The spring and summer catalog is now out. They're ready to go out of here tomorrow. So if you want a copy of our catalog, no charge, just call tomorrow and tell Chris I want a copy, and we'll get right out to you. Again, the number is 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. Now, we're talking to Jeff White. And he's about ready to share with us something that we knew about for many years. But apparently what I'm seeing is getting worse in a lot of different ways. And that's the murder of babies for their parts. Go ahead, Brother Jeff.
Yes, you know, it first probably came to light nationally with David DeLighten in 2015. He had spent 2 years undercover researching Planned Parenthood and the selling of baby parts for medical research. Since that time, first of all, David ended up being charged with criminal charges and RICO charges and all kinds of things. The left dropped at him and just weaponized the justice against David, but he has stood strong for the last 9 years here, and continues to do research on this matter. One part that I...
By the way, I know he went to jail for a while. Is he out now?
He is. David did not... Well, he went to jail just for a couple of days, and then he's being tried. He's been on... They're still holding felony charges against him in San Francisco, California, that have been going on for years and years now. But we pray for David, but he's courageously moving forward. It continues. He's just a research and undercover journalist expert. He does just a wonderful job, and he shares his information with us here at Survivors. And, in fact, that's how we got involved in a particular part of it, and that was through UCSF, where they are the number one training hospital for late-term abortion. They are also involved in what we call in vivo abortions or born-alive abortions, where a mother is induced to abort the child without any medications, because the doctors have one purpose for aborting that child. As soon as that child is born, they're going to harvest the child, and get this, they're going to harvest the child alive. Or if the child is fortunate, it'll be dropped into a bag of preservation solution that doesn't damage the tissue. The reason they use no chemicals to kill the baby before it's aborted is because those chemicals destroy the tissue for the use in medical research.
Yes,
and they're doing
yes.
research, and they're just doing research such as putting thymus into what they call skid mice. They're mice that are designed to have a compromised immune system, and they put the body parts into that to see the human aspect. They call them humanized mice. And these babies that they're aborting are between 18 and 24 weeks. And it's by contract from the National Institute of Health, our National Institute of Health. And it is just such an atrocity, it's such a crime against humanity that Butch, when I first heard about it, you know, I thought I had heard everything. And when David told me about the in vivo abortions, born alive abortions, I was just shocked. And I thought, if we can't win this, then we are not going to be able to win the abortion front. And so Survivors has taken up the standard of fighting against fetal organ harvesting. We're taking it to college campuses. We're taking it to public. We have been arrested, Butch, over 20 times at the University of San Francisco, California, University of California, San Francisco. Over 20 times. We have never been convicted. They've never even tried taking us to trial. They're just harassing my team to silence them. But we will not be silenced.
Amen.
Those young people are absolutely courageous, and UC San Francisco hates that we continue to put this out in front of the public, but it is what they do. They've never denied. Here's the funny thing. They've never denied that they do it, only that we shouldn't be allowed to tell the public
about it. By the way, you tell David I'd be honored if he'd join me on a broadcast one night.
You know, I will. I know he's a very, very busy person, but I will see what I can do, Butch, and see if I can get him out your direction, because he would do a great job on your show. He's so knowledgeable.
I really would.
So, you know, I mean, that's what the survivors are fighting against these days, is the fetal organ harvesting. And David just released a recent video that highlighted that Planned Parenthood, get this, Planned Parenthood is giving late-term aborted fetal tissue to the University of California, San Diego, in exchange for patents on any medical procedures that are devised from the babies. So they're getting a fiscal return, if you will, what they call consideration. They're going
wow.
to have these valuable patents. And that, by the way, that is a federal crime. Do you think the Biden administration is doing anything about it?
Of course.
The Department
not.
Of Justice, do you think they're doing anything about it? They are turning a blind eye to it, and it is clear. It's not questionable. It's clear. You cannot sell aborted baby tissue for consideration. And they've in the past, what they've done is they said, oh, it's a $2,000 delivery fee. So they've hidden the value in things like delivery fees. So, like, you know, get the free baby parts today, just shipping and handling. And but now this one that's just recently been exposed again by David, is showing that Planned Parenthood is getting consideration in the form of future patents, and I'm not sure the technical names of what they call them, but basically that. And it's big business. The NIH, National Institute of Health, has given millions of dollars to UC San Francisco to continue this research. And according to Senator Rand Paul, these baby parts have been shipped to the Wuhan lab. You think that's any coincidence?
No, of course not. You know, you say aborted baby, but we mean murdered baby. Abortion sounds
murdered baby. That's
nicer than murder. But they're murdered babies. Now, how big a business is this? Do you have any idea what kind of money they're reckoning on this?
Oh, hundreds of millions of dollars, and most likely billions of dollars. It's a number of universities in California, Washington, Pittsburgh that are involved in it. You know, I know that just, you know, the grants, the FDA is putting out grants to get more aborted baby parts.
The FDA is putting out grants so we can buy murdered baby parts?
Correct. Not only that, the FDA actually has quality guidelines. It's called the CGMP, which is the Current Good Manufacturing Processes for Tissue. So the FDA is saying, no, this is what constitutes good aborted, murdered baby tissue. And so it's so like your beef down at the store, Graded Choice or Select. The FDA has a grading system for aborted baby tissue. And yet they'll turn around and they'll just deny that it's even happening. It's an issue. I think we can win this one, Pastor Paul. I just think that we can win. Because
how long has this been going on? I know David uncovered it. How many years ago?
About 9 years ago. But it is gaining steam. The fight against it is actually gaining steam. And on college campuses, when we bring this issue to college students, it is overwhelmingly positive on the side of life. And it's our main focus on universities right now, because we need young people to understand this is where death takes you. When you start violating God's law like any other sin, it never stops at the least of the sins. It always grows like a cancer within us and within the world if it is not kept under control by the power of truth and the power of the Holy Spirit. And so I think we can win this fight.
Well, it's definitely a huge battle. Let's take a phone call. Let's talk to our brother Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, and hi, Jeff and Pastor Butch, and I won't take long because I'll bet you Gary Roby's trying to get in here to talk to you. I just wanted to tell you, Jeff, that my name is Daryl Eberhardt. I'm from Pennsylvania, and Gary and Donna Roby are friends of mine, good friends of mine over the telephone, and I pray daily for the protection of Gary and Donna Roby and for the protection of Jeff White and his wife and 11 children, because it's dangerous to get out there and protest and have people not just make obscene gestures at you, but drive by close to where you are and maybe even throw something on you. So I'm just saying, praise the Lord for courageous men like you and for Pastor Butch for having you on. And I wanted to say, Pastor Butch, to everyone, Pastor Butch has a four-page, mostly color and white, some white in it, pamphlet or brochure that shows the results of baby murder. And I would encourage everyone to call in to Pastor Butch's. He gave his phone number before, 1-800-777-4403, I think. Right, Pastor Butch?
That's right, yep.
And get Lisa or someone to send you out some of those. I think you still have some left, Pastor Butch.
Yes,
and show people what baby murder is all about. And I just want to tell you so much. Thank you so much, Jeff, for what you're doing and for your great courage. I encourage everyone else to pray daily for Jeff and his wife and 11 children, and pray daily for Gary and Donna Roby, because it is a dangerous thing that they do, and they have great courage. So God bless you. Love you, Pastor Butch, and I just want to say thank you so much for your great courage there, Jeff. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your prayers.
God bless you.
Any comments on that, Jeff?
No, I just I'm very thankful for our family, but really for our young people that are out there, because they're nose to nose with their peers. It's not an easy thing to do, to go into a college campus with young people your age, and they're up in your face and they're telling you they're wrong, and to peacefully and calmly take apart their arguments, because their arguments aren't good arguments. They're not difficult arguments. We can defeat the arguments. Those young people just have to be out there and be willing to speak the truth. So keep the survivors that are on the college campuses in your prayers.
Amen. Let's speak to our brother Gary from Arizona. This man been on the streets for years. Gary, come on in.
Hello, Butch. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Gary.
Been a long, long time, Jeff. It's been a long, long time since I've talked to you. First time I talked to you was on this show a couple years back. I've been out, And my wife and I have been out there with several others, standing up for life.
Somebody, so faithful throughout the years, and we're very thankful for all that you do out there.
Well, thank you very much, and... I'll say this too, my wife and I, we don't have a lot of money. We're living on a Social Security check. But however, I have supported survivors, and I've supported David Dedalian and Butch Paul. I encourage people, you just take a couple of shekels a month, stuff it in an envelope, and send it out. Pray. These people are doing the work. We're fine here, okay? My team has went from like 14 people on a team down to 3 people on a team, back to 5 people on a team. People will come and people will go. But, God wants your faithfulness. And when I talk to either women or young women of childbearing age, I ask them, they say, why do you want to do away with abortion? I ask them, say, please define the word abortion for me. And none of them will do that, Jeff. You probably know that.
Yeah.
And I said, abortion means stop. And I said, so stop. I said, something has to have a start before it stops. So I says, why do you want to kill the start? The start is a one little blood cell right there, and it's made in God's image, in God's likeness. Do you want to remove God from your body? They get mad or they upset and they walk away and they haven't got an answer for that. But I have to believe that I hit a nerve, that they will think about what I said. And, as I am today, I was once underneath my mother's heart, in her body.
That's true.
And everybody that's listening to this program right now, you were there once.
That's true.
And I don't want to take too much time here, Jeff.
You're
God bless
fine.
You for
you're
what you're
fine.
Doing, and God bless you for what you're doing and your team.
And thank you. God bless you, Gary.
Gary, you still there?
Pray for you. Yeah, I'm still
there. I'm sorry, Jeff. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, I I'm so thankful for Gary and men like him and others like him that are out in front of their local clinic all the time, Murder Mill. I'm from their Murder Mills, offering life and hope to the young women going in. Gary has been very kind to me throughout the years and a good friend, and I'm thankful for him. In fact, I believe it's the other way around. I believe Gary introduced me to your show, Pastor Butch.
So I did.
I'm thankful for him.
He did. And Gary, before I let you go, how's Donna's shingles?
It's getting better, Butch, and I thank God for everybody that's praying for her. She is the woman of my life, and I love her dearly. And so she still has a little bit of problems with the cancer that's within her hip, but the cancer count is going down. And I have to believe I have to believe in God, and I have to believe in God's people. You know, if God, you know, if you humble yourself and pray, you know, and let God give you the answer. Let him give you the answer. You know, you might not, I didn't expect it just boom, everything to go away all at once. But I'm going to tell you, you know, God's got a time, and she's going to be better, and she's going to be out there with me again. She hasn't been out there with me for a while. And she said, well, I can go anyway. And I said, Donna, go over there in the corner and shut up. And yeah, she gets a little huffy and a little, she gets a little huffy and a little puppy with me. But I like her even when she's huffy and puppy.
I'm going to say you say that, then you duck. I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. Either that or his wife.
Yeah, I know.
Listening to the show.
but anytime she wants me to pray for her again, please feel free to call me, Gary. I'll be in office all day tomorrow. If you want to pray, if you want me to pray for you, anoint her, I'd be honored to do that. Just let me know, okay?
Yeah, I will. And before you go, Jeff, I tell people here, I'm not asking for very much. God's not asking for very much. You know, and well, what do you mean there, Brother Gary? They'll call me Brother Gary, although, well, I don't know why, but they do. But anyways, you know, I said, you know, there's 672 hours in a month. All I want, all God wants, is 1 hour a week. 1 hour a week for four weeks. Just 1 hour. Give God that. Come out with the street with us. You know, and you know, the more people that people see out there, the more they start talking about it. And so, you know, I don't get a lot of people talking to me on the street. But when I leave the street, I go do my shopping and stuff like that. And everybody knows me. Are you the guy on the street? Well, yeah. You know? Yeah. So I have a chance to explain it to them. And now, whether they come or not, they come, or if they don't come, but I know that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And because of people like you, Jeff, and I'm not just saying that because you're on the phone right now. And I thank you so much, Butch, for what you've done for me and my family.
You've been very encouraging over the years, and I appreciate you very much, Gary.
All right, thanks, Paul.
Okay,
appreciate
you. Somebody else get on. Yes.
God bless, my friend. Thank you. Good call. Let's go next to our brother Joe Ray here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
And thank you for taking my call, Butch. I have a statement I want to make, then I have a question. You know, mothers are a gift from God. I know they say children are a gift from God, but mothers are a gift from God.
Of course.
Mothers give, you know, choose their children to live, at least in today's life. Then they nurture the children, they bathe the children, they breast the children. They nurture the children to encourage them to grow, mature, you know, in their lifestyle or how they live. Now, that's a gift from God, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It is.
So,
yeah. No,
you know,
mothers are the great hope for America.
Yes, they are. They are. I mean, without my mother being around, I know when she passed away, I had a lot to say how she encouraged me and what she's done for me. That was a beautiful thing. So, yes, parents, our mothers especially, are a gift from God to the children. Now, the question I have is how much aborted fetus tissue, stem cell, or research is being done for medicine? Are they doing a lot of that, or is it just some of it?
Define it for me in that question. When you say some of what?
Well, are they using research for making medication, using aborted fetus tissue or stem cells?
Murdered fetus tissue, yeah. Are they using it for medicine or doing other things with it?
Yes. The answer to that, the short answer is yes, they are. It still carries a stigma. Like, for instance, when the vaccine was coming out, a number of the vaccines were tested on aborted, murdered baby cell line tissue. And it was one of the things that, you know, I would warn people about. I just don't believe that God is going to bless a nation, bless an industry, the medical industry, the medical community that takes with the idea that operates under the idea that I can kill one person because I might be able to help someone else. That's an absurd concept. It's an evil concept. And
yes,
I think I think we're taking, God is not mocked. And we keep messing around with his creation, murdering his children, and calling it good, looking for ways to live longer and live healthier. Don't be surprised if God just opens up a can of misery right through that, right through the path of that research. I mean, I would not be surprised at all if some great, great harm comes to America because of this aborted tissue medical
totally
research.
Agree.
It's from the pit of hell.
Totally agree.
That's what I kind of was thinking that was. But that's all I have to say. I just wanted to ask that question.
All right. Hope to see you Saturday morning.
Oh, I definitely will be there.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right, folks, done about the last 2 minutes here. And I'm going to let you wrap it up. I want you to tell me again how they can contact you to get to join you in D.C. and to wrap it up with whatever you want to say.
Well, again, I just appreciate the opportunity to be on the call with you. Butch, and I'm always available to take a call for you. So if you have one of your guests ever just cut out on you last minute, just ring my phone. You have my number.
Okay.
For your listeners, it's 909-744-4479, 909-744-4479. And I have those scholarships for any of the listeners to the Butch Paul radio show here, the Call to Decision. You just need to call me, and I will get anyone from 14 to 24. I will sponsor them to our summer training camp, and they will learn to be first-class warriors for the gospel and for life. And I invite people to call me. Also, go to our website, www.survivors.la. That's survivors.la. And there's a pro-life boot camp link there, and you can find all about the boot camp. Ignore the price because it camps on Butch.
Okay. Wow, folks, that's amazing, and I do appreciate you doing that, Jeff. I truly do. Folks, if anybody out there wants to go, and if young people want to go and your parents say it's okay, give them a call. Talk to them. Go to the website and check it out, but call and talk to Jeff. He'll explain to you. 909-744-4479. I mean, that is a phenomenal gift to anybody that wants to get involved in saving unborn babies' lives and maybe help them quit slaughtering for the parts. I mean, that,
amen.
Folks,
amen.
To know that you're born alive and kept alive to be sawn up and you pieced out like a junk car should make any of us very angry. If it didn't make you angry, then you're not walking in Christ. It's just put that way. And, Jeff, I want to thank you for being with us tonight. I do appreciate you. Thanks so much for being there with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And you mentioned Dave also. Like, talk to him if he wants to talk to me.
Yes, no, I will try to get hold of David on that and see if he can set a time aside. That would be a wonderful show, I'm sure.
All right. God bless, my friend. Talk to you soon.
All right. God bless
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. Folks, I'll All right. see you in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Looking forward to talking to you. Have a blessed night. Good night.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.